A Touch of Malice by Scarlett St. Clair is fantastic continuation of this tale. It was heartbreaking and beautiful, sweet and spicy. Hades and Persephone both have grown so much, and Cephe is a particularly a strong person. A Touch of Malice is the perfect third novel in the Hades x Persephone series. Persephone was still excessively jealous for how far along we are currently, but overall, she was significantly more tolerable. Try not to misunderstand me, her relationship with Hades is still toxic, and on occasion finding out about them was tedious, yet for all the cringy minutes, there were some genuinely sweet ones scattered all through. Additionally, I'm simply riding for Hades, so you know, I'm hanging in there for him. This novel also has a far more clear plot than the past two, which fortunately, doesn't just revolve around our lovers. The introduction of Olympus and different divine beings was totally awesome, and I cherished seeing the political elements work out while studying the divine beings behind the power. An approaching war and some arsehole rebels carries some genuinely necessary tension to this book. I think the execution and build-up of these components was well-paced. Very smartly, we additionally get to see how Persephone's ethical compass starts to impact different divine beings. There were some unmistakable changes in allegiances in this, and it made some very tense and wildly dark moments that I was here for. Before I wrap this up, I simply need to require a couple of moments to discuss my man Hermes. Hermes is that shit-mixing friend that will blame everything on you one moment and afterwards protect your honor. He is devilishly charming, and I smiled each time he showed up. I additionally like that Apollo softens in this novel, and we will get familiar with his fear and what drives him to be this cocky bastard we've come to know. In A Touch of Malice, Scarlett St. Clair has done a great job of creating a really character-driven story. Story where the danger of war looms over each choice they make.
Thanks for listening this book review podcast. If you like this review, don't forget to follow, so that you do not miss any of our future podcast. Also, show us your love by sharing it with your friends and family.